Acts, chapter 4. And as they spoke to the people, the priests, and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people, and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, because it was now evening. Nevertheless, many of those who heard the word Beli, Eve, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass in the morning that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and D. Alexander and as many as were of the kin of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, saw them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are being examined for the good deed done to the lame man, how it is he has been made whole, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, this man stands here before you whole. He is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, because there is no other name under heaven even among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and ignorant men, they marvel, and they took knowledge of him that they had been with Jesus, and seeing the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we owe to these men? Because indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, which is evident to all those who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it, but that it spreads no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them, that they not from this time forward speak to any man in this name." And they led them and commanded them to not speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. Because we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way that they might punish them because of the people, because all men glorified God for that which was done, because the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard each at, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, you are God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, 'Why did the heathen, ungodly nations rage, and the people imagine vain things?' The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, because truly against your holy child, Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles, non-Jews, and the people of Israel, were gathered together, in order to do whatever your hand and your counsel determined beforehand to be done. And now, Lord, hear their threats, and grant to your servants that, at with all boldness, they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither did anyone say of any of the things which they possessed were his own, but I had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them who lacked, because as many as possessed lands or houses sold the and brought the money from the things that were sold and laid it down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according to his need. And Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, comfort, a Levite, and of the country of Sipar, us having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet.